Hello there, you're tuned in to Working the Dash with TK. Stay right there, we'll be right back. What's up, everybody? It's your girl TK right here on another podcast episode of Working the Dash. I am here. It is spring. OMG. And I, like many of you, probably 98% of the world, we are battling all of the woes that comes with spring relative to allergies. Excuse me, see what I'm saying? Bronchitis and all of those elements that is created by the elements outside. So, you know, we're combating pollen and the weather changing. Sometimes it wants to rain and then it's a little cool and, you know, all of those different things. So excuse all of what you will hear in relation to allergies and things of that nature. But guess what? I'm fine and I hope you are too. Hey, I wanted to jump on today because today I am going to be speaking directly about PTO. Now, in the corporate world, PTO is paid time off. It is time that you get that you do not have to explain to an employer. You know, out of courtesy, sometimes we will share why we are taking our time off, but by law, you don't necessarily have to state why you're taking time off, because PTO, or flexible time off, FTO, is time that you are given or awarded to you by your corporation or your organization that you're working for. And you're able to certainly take that time and use it to your discretion. I want to take this time to talk to the pastor. PTO, as in pastor's time off. I am the daughter of a pastor and I have been jumping up and down. I've been screaming. I've yet not turned blue, but I've been screaming to the top of my lungs about pastors taking time off. So today it's PTO, pastor's time off. I'm getting ready to hopefully scold, but in a very loving way, talk to the pastors and let them know that you deserve a break today. It's not going to hurt you to take a break, because burnout is a real thing. Now, burnout is a construct, and most of the time we overuse the word burnout, and we don't give much analysis to what burnout really is. We just say that burnout is because we're tired, or we don't feel like doing something any longer, or we've lost the passion or the drive or the energy for whatever it is we are involved in. Excuse me. But here I want to talk to the pastor. Pastors feel as though some of them, they feel as though they are always obligated. Listen, everyone's concern is not your responsibility. You are not a robot. I've said this 1,000 times. You're not a robot. You're not the answer to everyone's question, although you are a resource. You are a person that listens. You're an advocate. And for the most part, let's unpack that just slightly. Pastors have become community advocates. They're the therapist in some cases. They're the first point of contact, especially in the African American community. They become the bedrock of the community, and they are there for people inside of that community. And they are the go-to person, because a lot of times others cannot afford physical therapy or going to sit and talk to a therapist and things of that nature. So they are the resource, if you will, to the community. But I really want to share with pastors in this moment that if you do not put your oxygen mask on first, you will not be able to save other people. Exhaustion is a part of burnout. Mental and physical exhaustion is real. It is a real thing. And I need you to be very clear. I need you to understand that this part of burnout is something that you have to acknowledge. You have to really say, I am burnt out. I am mentally and physically exhausted. And I need to stop. And I need to unplug. And I need to redo something that's not working. A lot of times, members, constituents, friends, family, neighbors, they know you're the pastor. It's just like having a friend. Have you ever had a friend that's an attorney, and every single time you have an issue, you go to your friend and you say, hey, give me some legal advice. You know, you're looking for them to answer the question and solve the problem in the moment. They're not always able to do that, especially for free. And I'm not saying that the pastor should get paid for talking to you. What I'm saying is that most of the time, we don't stop as members and constituents, families and friends, to understand that the pastor is a human being. The pastor is a human. They cannot do all of your legwork for you. We as constituents have to be okay with doing a little bit of research. I am the daughter of a pastor, and I will say that again. I am the daughter of a pastor, and I have heard people call my parents and ask them for information. And my parents are up all night trying to find answers, looking online, connecting, you know, community resources, and try, and everybody else is going to bed. No, pastors, listen to me. You got to take control. When they come to you, you need to say, hey, what have you researched? Have you looked into what are some of the available resources that are out there? What is it that I can help you with? What can I support? Because many times we as constituents, we just want you to do the work. And because you are a pastor, you are a servant leader, you have a heart, you do the work for us. And it's tiring. Plus, you're managing a family and your own health issues and your own family issues and your own personal concerns. And you're looking at your vision sitting off in the corner, just laying there. And you don't have time to get to that. And so now you start to do something else that's along with burnout, is you start to depersonalize. You start to feel as though you're not valuable enough and that you don't have anything to offer and that your messages are not as good as the next preacher's and that you can't go on the radio because you just don't have all the resources and the finances. You start thinking about all these and you start to undervalue who you are because you are tired. You're mentally exhausted. I am sharing with you today that PTO, pastor's time off, is acceptable. Give yourself permission to take a break. Give yourself permission to unplug. Go to the park. Go sit somewhere that does not have reception. I mean, really, go somewhere, because guess what? People do it all the time. While we have dumped all of our problems onto the pastor, and that wife or that spouse is helping to bear that load, we're comfortable as constituents. We're comfortable as members, sitting back and relaxing because we feel as though now we have the help. We have the support. You know, listen, even if people are trying to move, I've been in situations where I've literally seen and heard people ask to use the church van, for instance, to move. It's okay that they've asked, but it's not okay that my parents are the ones running around trying to put oil in the van, help you move up and down the stairs and do all these different things. It's okay that they do that, but it's like pastors have a natural inclination to believe that they are obligated. You don't get a star. You don't get an award for accommodating people. That's just the bottom line, right? So it's going to sound a little harsh because it's personal for me. It's personal. Yes, it is personal. So I might come across with a slight attitude today because it's personal. Listen, we as members have to be more cautious. We have to be more careful. We have to be more considerate. We have to be more heartfelt when it comes to how we work alongside pastors and how we work them to work for us. Pastors need to also understand that if you can't answer it right now, you can't answer it right now. If it has to sit off to the side, it may not be an emergency for you. It might be an emergency for somebody else. But their emergency does not constitute an emergency on your part. You don't have to feel like you have to do it. If you can't, you can't. If you don't have the capacity for it, you don't have the capacity for it. And members, let me stop right here. I know this is It sounds a little bit choppy and it sounds all over the place, but listen, let me talk to the member for a minute. Let me talk to TK. Let me talk to the constituent. Listen, stop bringing everything to the pastor, especially on a Sunday morning. That's not where you talk to a pastor. That's not when you tell him all of your hangups and your, you know, stressors, because it's a stressor now for the pastor. They carry everything. Can I share that with you? Pastors carry everything, just like a parent. They carry everything. I'm full grown. And if I tell my mother I'm out and it's 10 o'clock at night, it's almost, she can't go to sleep until she knows I'm at home. I don't care what I'm doing. I'm full grown. Pastors do the same thing. When there's something wrong with their member, they can't sleep well. They are worried. They're concerned. And they don't do things for themselves because they are worried about the constituent. And the constituent sometimes never come back to say, hey, thank you for helping me. That's all settled. The pastor has to reach out and say, hey, you know, what was that final outcome of that? You know, because they're carrying it. So what am I trying to say? I mean, I'm trying to say a whole lot here. Pastors, take time off. PTO for yourself. Take some time off. Pastors, you can unplug. You can go fishing. It's amazing to me. I asked a pastor one time, what is it that he wanted to do the most? And he said, I just want to go fishing. I said, well, why haven't you gone fishing? He shared with me that he was too busy handling things at his church. And I told him, I said, Pastor, you need to take a breather and you need to go fishing. And you know, he called me and he told me that he did just that. He went out on the lake and he went fishing. He said he did not realize how stressed out he was until he was able to get in his boat and get in that lake. He didn't realize how much it really, truly relaxed him. So I'm saying right now, do something you love. Do something for yourself. Save yourself so that you can save others. Don't wear your health down for the sake of saving someone. Because guess what? At the end of the day, if you're not able to save yourself, you can't save anybody else. Do you hear me, pastors? So, with that being said, pastors, I love you. I appreciate you. I want you to know that you're valued. You're valuable. You are deserving of a break. You deserve everything that we get from you. We want all of you. We don't want pieces of you. But in order for you to show up genuinely as yourself, you have to know that it's okay for you to replenish and regroup, reframe, reposition, repot, replant. It's okay for you to be poured into. You can go away. Okay? Anyway, with that being said, I think I'm finished with that. Whew, that was a lot. I get it. But I just want the pastors to know that they have an opportunity to take off. So in any case, this has been your girl TK on this podcast. And hey, I'll be back. This is not the last of me, especially talking to the pastors. It's not the last of me. So we have to be well so that we can keep working the dash. Take care of yourself. Take care of each other. I'll talk to you soon.